God, this Sunday or this weekend, offer us a beautiful image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd and Saint Mark in the Gospel. May a very meaningful comment saying that his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without shepherd. Let us think now about the feelings of Jesus seeing the situation of the world today. Let's try to do that exercise, to think what would be the feelings of Jesus seeing the situation of the world today. Seeing divided families because of many reasons, but one of them due to the divorce of the parents or the absence of the parents because of the personal, professional commitments or financial stress. Seeing the large number of youth and children growing without values or even without sense of life, or many of them full of dreams but without the support or the means to be able to achieve those dreams in their life. See many persons, especially aged in nursing homes or terminally ill in clinics or hospitals without any family comfort or company. Seeing a lot of people looking for spiritual paths, looking for masters or teachers or doctrines that will give answer to their questions or will give them sense of life, and many more living without sense or thinking to find a way how to escape, living in the drugs, the alcohol, or any other addictions. Seeing the number of homeless and people just walking around without hope in our towns and cities. And we have many here in Aiken. Seeing young mothers looking for an abortion to find a way how to kill their unborn babies. Seeing many of his believers divided because of so many churches and denominations, or because of political associations, or fighting for ideas or doctrines, and many more other situations, painful situations that happen in our world today. I just can't see the heart of Jesus move with greater compassion and mercy for them. Then what are the calls for the Word of God for us today? First, we are called to praise God for the gift of Jesus in our life, and to ask God to help us to experience Him more deeply in our daily life and in all the situations that we experience every day, to the point that we may say it, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. like the apostles in the gospel, we have the mission and responsibility to proclaim the good news of the gospel, the good news of Jesus. We have the responsibility to show others the path to Him, being witness of His love, mercy, and compassion. We can help others to find the shepherd. It's not only for us that want to be forgiven or experience the mercy of Jesus. It's for us to help others to experience also that mercy and compassion. And like Jesus in the gospel, we must feel the pain of those suffering. We cannot be indifferent or ignore the suffering in our world today. We must do something, and we can do many things. Are we conscious of the suffering of many people around us? Do we know people who need a word or a hand to help them? What do we do? What else can be done? Merciful and loving Father, you sent your Son into the world to be our shepherd. Strengthen our faith to know Him, to love Him, and to follow Him through our own life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.